This quiz is by far the biggest stage quiz in Wexford, in Ireland, in the world. And you might say to me, how am I so sure of that? Because we've now enlisted the Guinness Book of World Records. And we've got the current figures, and the current figures for the amount of people taking part in a quiz in a number of venues is 2,679 people took part in a quiz in 39 venues earlier last year in the UK. So that's the task that Dermot and I have set ourselves, to break that record here in County Wexford.
So what's the situation, Liam? Is it break the number of people or the number of venues?
Well, basically the number of people is the main task. Having said that, it has to be in numerous venues. So I think there's 49, something like, Dermot will correct me, he's here beside me, there's something like 49 GA clubs. So basically, Dermot has mobilised his members and he's looking to get all clubs involved in arranging a venue or venues in each of their areas. But the big figure that we're after is to break the 2,679 people.
And we'll find out how we go about doing that in a second. First of all, let's get a reaction from the chairman of Wexford GAA, Dermot Devericks. You've often said to me these are difficult financial times. Here's a golden opportunity now to get more money into the coffers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fundraising mechanism for us. It's fantastic. As Liam has said, we've been talking about this for over a year. And this is something we can do with the 49 clubs using local community radio as the medium to transmit the quiz. I personally think it's a brilliant idea, because when you go to break any Guinness World Record, you know, we're a very competitive county in all sports we take part in. And I know Wexford people get stuck into this. This is a chance for us in Wexford, you know, just with all the doom and gloom we have, this is something we can actually be proud of achieving. So let's go at it. Let's hit 4,000 people. In all the venues, with 49 clubs, it's an opportunity for the GAA to bring in a few bob into the coffers that will go straight back into underage development.
The Southeast Radio GAA Record Breaking Monster General Knowledge Quiz Night.
And a very good evening to you. Welcome along for this, the Southeast Radio GAA General Knowledge World Record Breaking Quiz Attempt. Hello to all the teams, hello to all the captains, hello to all the tables. We hope we're going to have a most enjoyable evening here when this table quiz kicks off in just a few moments' time. Straight away, I want to say to the various group leaders at the various venues around the county, could you please text in the fact that you've registered here and also the number of tables at your venue as we speak. Now, some venues have already texted in that their table numbers are increasing, so if that does continue to increase, you can re-text us. But we're appealing to all the venues now, the leaders in these various venues, to text the number of tables at your venue as we speak to 087 37 37 956. It's a Guinness World Record attempt, so the very best of luck to all the teams involved. Now, very shortly, we'll be off with round one of an 8-round table quiz. We also have an audio piece in each round here to test you as well. The most important thing is to enjoy. So wherever you are, maybe you're even listening on the World Wide Web at the moment and are going to do this quiz by the comfort of your own fire. But whatever club you're in, a very good evening to you. I've just had a text in from Monaghan Boulevard. That's the Monaghan Tavern is their venue, and there are 20 tables as we speak. But please, 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 if you haven't contacted us yet, keep texting now, 087 37 37 956. We're attempting to break the Guinness World Record for the number of people at a table quiz. So let's explain exactly what happens there with the competition, and I leave it to my colleague Tony Scott.
Before we start the quiz, let's have a quick run through the rules for playing the quiz tonight. A full list of the rules are posted in each venue, so I will just take you through a few top line rules. 1. All participants must be over 18 years of age.
So let's start this monster quiz world record attempt, Wexford GAA and Southeast Radio. It's time for round one. Round one, question one. What Irish county comes last alphabetically? Question two. Name the Fine Gael TD who resigned from the Dáil and the party in February 2010. And the final question in round one, question 10, is an audio round. Name this TV character.
Look, pussycat. Never, ever, ever talk to me like that, okay? You and the rest of you butterflies around me, I like to see smiling, happy faces. And when you speak, speak softly. And with respect, never, never any harsh words. You understand?
It is Southeast Radio. It is our Monster Quiz. We're here in association with the GAA and Southeast Radio, and we're still asking for people to register here. The number of tables that are at the various venues around the county. Just got word from Glenbarntown GAA Club that there are 23 tables participating in Glenbarntown as we speak, and we're only too happy to call out the various numbers as they come in. So if you haven't registered with us yet at the venues, and there are several of them, there are over 40 venues around the county as we speak, could you please contact us now? Text us on 087 37 37956. The best of luck to you in the competition. Very shortly we'll be heading into round two. Let's head to Tom Dunbar in Ferns. Good morning to you, or good evening to you, I should say, Tom. Forgot myself where I was for a second.
Hello,
good evening to you, Tom. How are you?
Not so bad at all.
And how are things faring there? Good.
Very
good number
good.
Of tables.
15 teams,
right?
Everything's pretty hectic, yeah, but very busy.
Okay, well, we wish you the very best of luck. Good sprinkling of people from around the community, is there?
Absolutely, absolutely. Very well represented the whole community.
Right, and have you had enough time to get the questions heard and gather up the papers?
We've already done, yes, and we have corrected, and I think we're just setting up the scores on the scoreboard as we speak, I think, now.
Okay, well, keep us posted, and good to talk to you, and hello to all the gang up there in Ferns. We're going to go to Joan from Duffery Rovers. Good evening to you, Joan. How are you?
Alan, how are you?
And whereabouts are you in Duffery Rovers? Where is the quiz taking place?
The quiz is taking place, Alan, in Jordan's Ballandigan. We're here in the lounge in Ballandigan. So we have 12 teams. Going very well so far, Alan.
Well, we'll be announcing the answers to the questions to round one after we call out the questions to round two. But we wish all the crew up there in the Duffery the very best of luck for the rest of this competition. And best of luck to you, Joan. Best of luck to all the crew
in
the Duffery.
Thank you.
Okay, so it is Southeast Radio and the GAA's Big Monster Quiz here. We wish you the very best. Let's head to Glenbarntown now, and I'm joined by Bobby Goff. Good evening to you, Bobby.
Good evening, Alan.
And how is the story up there? What's going on? 23 tables when last we heard. A fairly good number, hefty number.
A good crowd now, in fairness, on a very cold night. Like, people would have to be motivated to come out tonight to a quiz.
Yeah, but they have done so in good numbers by all accounts.
Yes, and listening to Southeast Radio, they seem to be coming out in good numbers everywhere.
They are indeed, and they're coming from all over the county, and we're still inviting more to contact us on that number, 087 37 37956, to give us an update on the numbers. How are they finding the questions in Glenbarntown so far?
The first round went okay. They found the second round tough enough. When you rang me, I was one of the guys correcting, and so they were finding the second round tough enough.
Right, any leaders or any early leaders on the leaderboard as we speak?
We had three tens after round one. I'm not sure now on round two what the situation is, but I would imagine that we have a few probably with 10 as well. But some of our crowd are a bit older, and I think the blizzards might have caught them out a little bit, and who was headlining the sleighing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, but equally, Kojak caught out a few of the younger people.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'd say so. That seemed to be the way on the corrections anyway.
Okay, you know what they say, who loves you, baby? Listen, okay, we're going to move on. Bobby, well done to all in Glenbarntown, and the very best of luck to you. Bernard Dunn. And they are the full answers to the 8 rounds of questions asked tonight in the Monster Quiz in association with Southeast Radio and the GAA. And now at 20 minutes past 11, I'm joined live in the studio by the General Manager of Southeast Radio, Liam Dwyer. Liam, by all accounts, there's been hijinks around the county tonight. Lots of texts coming in from the various venues. Rathcoroe, Cushionstown, 33 tables for them. Glenbarntown, 23. We heard of 18 in Blackwater. Big numbers around the place, and 30 tables as well. I haven't got the venue itself. But all in all, we didn't break the record, but we came close.
We didn't break the record, Alan, but then again, the record was 39 venues in 2,679 people in 39 venues. Now, tonight we had 46 venues, so we broke the number of record of the number of venues, but in terms of the participants, we are obviously subject to verification of the numbers. We're just under 2,000. But to be honest with you, I think tonight is about the quiz. It's about the fun that people had. It's about the participation. Like, I've been in the studio since 9 o'clock, and there would appear to have been great fun across the county. People really engaged with us. You were talking to some of the venues on air. Like, people have had a great night out on a Thursday night. Like, 2,000 people, and that's 2,000 people, teams of four, 487 teams of four, up and down the county, 46 different venues. It's just been a fantastic night. The breakdown is, in the Enniscorthy area, we had 110 teams. In New Ross, 122 teams. In Goree, 104. And in the Wexford area, 151 teams. So there's 487 teams. So it's been an absolute fantastic night. You've referred to it as a monster quiz all night, and I suppose it's like, it's been a friendly monster, not an intimidating monster. It's been a cuddly monster. It's been a fantastic night. And Alan, again, I can't let the night pass without again saying thank you to the people who've come out to support this, to all of the GAA clubs across the county that have taken on this quiz, that have organised the venues, that have organised the teams in each of the clubs.